Last month, Governor Jim Justice signed House Bill 206 on education into law. One of the bill's provisions advocates for a second Mountaineer Challenge Academy in Fayette County. The Mountaineer Challenge Academy is a National Guard-run program in Preston County. It takes at-risk teens through a strict 22-week program with high school academics and physical education. Academy staff say a second location would benefit families in southern West Virginia who are farthest away from the school. The West Virginia National Guard says it's considering the former WVU Tech campus in Montgomery. Emily Allen reports.
The original Mountaineer Challenge Academy at Camp Dawson in Preston County operates out of a long hallway. There's four computer labs, four traditional classrooms, a cafeteria, a small library, and a gym. When I visited the academy in July, the students, or cadets, were in their third week of the program. At the time, the academy was working with a class of about 180 cadets, half of which were gathered in the gym to collect their uniforms for the rest of the school year. 180 is well over the program's target class size of 150 cadets. To make matters more complicated, Major General James Hoyer with the West Virginia National Guard says the existing campus can't grow anymore.
Right now, for Challenge Academy, we'll turn away in any given class a wait list anywhere from 25 to 50 kids.
That's why Hoyer and several others say it's time for the academy to add a second location that might be more accessible for southern families and others in the state's farthest corners.
You know, Camp Dawson's a great place, but it is remote and it is hard for families to get kids to Camp Dawson.
The academy has graduated students from all 55 of the state's counties. When the school opened in 1993, it was one of the first Youth Challenge Academies in the nation. The military-style program puts academically at-risk teenagers on a strict routine with high school classes and regular physical activity. Today, there's almost 40 of these programs nationwide. Advocates for the academy say this routine translates to success for these young people. According to the school, 55% of last year's graduating class went on to employment. 16% joined the military, 12 went on to college, and 17 went on to vocational training. With another location, Academy Director Bob Morris says the academy could do even more for the state and its youth.
What's West Virginia need right now? We need a workforce that can get up for work, perform their job, and is drug-free. And that's what we can offer.
The academy already has made some changes to help Southern cadets and their families.
We're trying a couple of different things. First, as far as transportation, last class for Memorial Day, we transported kids home for leave, and we also brought them back from leave.
The school has also begun offering a few of its mandatory orientation days off campus in Southern locations. This year, it hired a recruiter to focus solely on Southern County teens. When I was at Camp Dawson, I got to speak with a few cadets from the Southern counties. Most of them found out about the program through a graduate in their community, like Logan Helmendaller, who hails from Wyoming County.
I learned about Mountaineer Challenge Academy through a couple past cadets, friends that I had that weren't exactly going down the wrong path, but just really wanted to get back on to the right path with their schoolwork.
Getting to Preston County wasn't easy for Helmendaller. It took him more than 4.5 hours to get to Camp Dawson. But he says he likes the distance. If the academy were closer, he might have left sooner.
Being away from home, the distance, it really helps me kind of mature in a sense.
Overall, adding a second location anywhere in the state could reduce the program's growing wait list. The bill mentioning a new academy doesn't specify where in Fayette County the school has to go. Neither has the legislature provided any official timeline for when the school must open. Hoyer says the National Guard has its eyes on the former WVU Tech campus in Montgomery. He estimates the first year could cost $22 million for infrastructure and operating costs.
And obviously would give a shot in the arm to that Fayette County, Upper Kanawha County, area that has faced some significant challenges since Tech had to move, and we think the potential exists to do something there.
Regardless of where and when the school opens, Morris says both programs will run the same.
What we have at Camp Dawson works, and we're going to take that same approach to the second location, the southern location. We know the structure works. We know our education works. And we're not going to reinvent the wheel.
It remains unclear when the state or the National Guard will share more details about a Mountaineer Challenge Academy in Montgomery. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.